Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to Mitchell Levy Presents Aha Moments. Mitchell is a thought leader, entrepreneur, and TEDx speaker who helps you think big and lead an authentic life. Each week, Mitchell gives leaders the inspiration they need to make a greater impact and share their genius with the world. Now, here's Mitchell Levy.
Hi, this is Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert. And I spent 12 months interviewing 500 thought leaders to really get at the core of what is credibility. There's a book now called Credibility Nation that you could pick up. And more importantly, is you could listen to the interviews on this podcast. I've taken 3 particular interviews, which are anywhere between 4 to 8 minutes long, combine them together, and you can listen to how the thought leader presents themselves, the types of questions being asked, and do they show up as credible or not credible? There's a lot to learn, a lot to grow, a lot to actually experience. So take a listen. If you like what you hear, spread some cred dust and click on the like button and share with your friends. And enjoy. Bye now.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is one of my good friends, Laura Rubenstein. No, it's Rubenstein, isn't it? Laura Rubenstein, who is the founder of Social Buzz Club, a gamified influencer marketing platform. She is an award-winning digital media and marketing strategist who has optimized marketing plans for over 1,000 small businesses. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mitchell.
You know, my team will love the fact that I hadn't had any blooper in about 20 or 25 episodes. So I so thoroughly enjoyed seeing you in this light, and I've seen you in a way that I haven't seen you before, and I found it beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Would you mind sharing with the audience your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
Feeling invisible online.
You know, it's so funny. I've been in Silicon Valley for 35 years. In 1997, when I left my job at Sun Microsystems, it was about a year after that we announced that there were 50 million people using the World Wide Web. I was using internet technologies before then. And at some point in time, during the time frame, we said, there's going to be a point in time where this is ubiquitous, that it's going to be hard to stand out. It's going to be so easy to be invisible, and you have to do things in a different way. And we're now here. So I'm very curious about you, Lauren, what you do. Tell me more.
Well, for those business owners, startup companies, thought leaders who want more visibility online, and they're frustrated with their efforts because they've tried what they thought they knew best. They created a website and they didn't get any engagement either on their site or on their social media or leads. We help them stop wasting their time and develop the strategy and the services that get them where they want to go, get them the results.
So it's a marketing agency, and you figure out first, this is really important. What's the strategy? Because there are many places you can go, but if you don't know where you're going, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, you know, I've been in marketing a long time, and I've helped a lot of people. I basically have this unique and boutique marketing department for you. I become your marketing department. And I been in business since 1998. I like to say I've been doing marketing since before this century. And, you know, I've just studied with some of the best people in the industry in marketing before even social media. So I'm a marketer first, I'm a digital marketer after that. And in 2011, even developed the Social Buzz Club. And it's been going strong ever since, getting more people visibility organically. So really solid. I'm an engineer, kind of, you know, think things through, and the daughter of an entrepreneur.
I like that, by the way. That's pretty cool. And how many people, I think I mentioned it in your bio, but how many firms, how many people have you helped?
And I have helped by now, you know, close to 1,500 people and brands build their brands online and their businesses online and offline.
That's beautiful. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
I look at it as a partnership with my clients. You know, I can do all the marketing like any other firm. We do LinkedIn profile optimization and social selling and social advertising. But what's different, it really becomes a partnership in terms of a relationship. I fall in love with my clients. It never fails. You know, I just get their mission and embody it in such a way that it's like I'm completing their sentences that they were never able to complete in their marketing and their messaging and their branding, and bring it out in a new way or in the way that really resonates with their market, because they're always thinking from their point of view versus their market's point of view. And when we do that and we marry that with a strategy that really leverages all the tactics that are out there, it's just a nice synergy that happens. And I really love that I can help them make their dreams come true.
Laura, that's really beautiful. And if you're listening to this, or you're watching this, and you're feeling like you're invisible online, you're going to want to reach out to Laura Rubenstein. Got it this time. Laura, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
The best way is go to my main website, which is transformtoday.com. And you'll find my blog there and all kinds of ways to contact me.
And also a pretty cool name.
Transformtoday.com, yes. Because you can transform today or transform today.
Laura, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And listen, if you're still at this part of the interview, you know how powerful, you know how important Laura's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now. Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. And welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Debbie Hoffman, who is the CEO and founder of Power Up, Your Follow-Up. God, I should have said that like all the Power Up, Your Follow-Up. Just the question, you know, the explanation point was there. Okay, she works closely with relationship-driven entrepreneurs, coaches, and network marketers who are letting potential clients slip through the cracks because they don't have a reliable follow-up system in place. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you, Mitch. It's so good to be here.
Oh, it's great. It's great to have you. Hey, so tell me about your customer point of pain, your CPOP.
Well, you just really shared it. So I work with heart-centered entrepreneurs who are letting potential clients and money slip through the cracks, and they don't know why.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. So when you run your own business, you know, and you're doing, let's say you're doing great, you're like, can I do more? Let's say you're not doing great. And you say to yourself, what am I missing? Well, the point is, in many cases, you're missing a good, efficient follow-up system. Debbie, tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Yeah, so I work with my clients, you know, one-on-one and in group programs, and I help them create a step-by-step follow-up blueprint for their business so they know exactly what to do and what to say at every step of the process. They have the system in place. They have technology in place. And so they don't even have to think about it. So they go to a networking event, they know what to do. They know how to network, they know how to follow up, they know how frequently to follow up, what to say when they're following up with these people. So it's really the entire sales process that I teach. And it really starts with, you know, what are you going to share when people ask what you do, all the way through when someone's already worked with you, following up with them to see if they're interested in working with you again, or, and to take a survey to find out you know, what the experience was like working with you. So it's everything in between. It's very, very comprehensive what I do.
Oh, beautiful. And I know this because we've known each other for a while and I've asked before, but why don't you share where you have the credibility to do what you do?
Well, I worked on Wall Street, Mitch, for 20 years, and it was me and the guys, you know, back in the day. And, you know, I had a lot to prove, and I always was like one of the top people, you know, one of the top investment bankers there. I was a managing director, and I created my follow-up system there. So I just figured it out and made it happen. And then when I left and went off to be an entrepreneur in a health and wellness company, I was building that business, and unfortunately, bankruptcy hit, foreclosure. We lost everything. It was devastating. But during that time, I hooked in with a coach, and I started a brand new business, which is my coaching business, and went from zero to six figures in 14 months because I had a follow-up system to tap back into. So I really believe when you have a system in place, no matter what happens in your life, you can tap back into it and rebuild. And that's what I did. And I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs and helped them to create a system and a thriving business as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, it's very compelling and very needed. So how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I am on social media a lot. I create a video tip, a follow-up on Follow-Up Friday, I call it. I have a video tip that goes out to my community and it goes all over social media. So people tell me all the time, they love these tips. They're action steps people can take right away. And then I'm out there a lot interviewing other experts and they're interviewing me. So we're exposing each other to our communities and it's going live on Facebook just like we are now. And so I'm out there a lot. People are seeing me, they're hearing what I'm saying, they're loving the tips and all the information that they're receiving from all the interviews that I'm doing. So I'm out there a lot.
And but you're also out there, where do you learn? Continually updating who you are?
Yeah, so I am a constant learner. I've always had several coaches, and I will always have several coaches because I totally believe that we are too close to what we're doing. We need somebody that has that 30,000 foot view. So I'm always working with mentors and coaches and experts and going to events where I'm always learning from other people who, you know, there's all these things that we don't know that we don't know. And then there's things that we know that we don't know. And I'm constantly learning those things. And I'll never stop because I love to learn. I love to be doing new things. Like, for instance, I'm going to be doing a challenge, an online challenge, Fall in Love with Networking Challenge. And so that's something new for me. So I'm going to be getting out there a lot on social media.
That's beautiful. So if you're running a business and you know it's not exactly what it needs to be, and part of it is that you're meeting a lot of people, but you're not actually closing a lot or following through enough to be able to get the results that you need, you're going to want to reach out to Debbie Hoffman to learn a little bit more. Debbie, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, you can either email me at Debbie@poweryourfollowup.com, Debbie@poweryourfollowup.com, or you can go to my website, Power Up Your Follow Up, and you can connect with me there. There's a Beautiful. Button that says contact.
There we go. A very obvious button, but not everyone presses it, and they should.
Right.
So, hey, thanks for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
You're welcome. And guys, click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now. Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is John Biachi, who is a digital marketing and sales expert. He helps companies optimize their sales funnel through creative marketing campaigns and strategies, and probably a whole lot more. Hey, John, welcome.
Hey, Mitchell, how's it going? It's really good to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Hey, let's learn a little bit more about you. Tell me, what's your customer point of pain? What's your CPOP?
Sure. Companies come to us for help when they're trying to tell their stories about bringing a product or service to market, and they're just not sure how to do that.
You know, in the old days, we had an answer. There were like three TV channels and you put on a commercial or maybe you advertise in the yellow pages. But if, you know, younger people, you don't even know what those things are. So in today's world, that's such a huge problem that many of us have. Tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
No, that's a great point. I mean, there are multiple channels. Obviously, social media has taken over delivery to the marketplace. People are tuning in on different types of platforms today. What we do is we help the customer and the client understand and define their brand message. We might help them build out those assets to start of what they really need and help educate them along the way as well about what's needed in the digital and branding space. And then we craft creative campaigns for them to actually deliver those specifically to their target market, really honing in on who do they want to reach and who needs to hear what they have to say.
Got it. So it's, I like it. If I'm summarizing and I'm hearing this, it's what's the story they should tell and then how to get the story out there. And
I absolutely,
absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely.
So John, tell me, how do you in your firm, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And because I think in a space in advertising and branding, it's a crowded space, right? You've got big agencies that are breaking up. You've got a lot of small startup type firms that are doing some really great work out there. You do have to be different and you do have to stand apart. I think the three things that make Boss Client different is first our focus on the proven research that built out our digital division. It came from PhD research and really was focused on why companies fail to market online correctly. And we found out that it was behavioral rather than procedural. It really came down to understanding the right channels of delivery and then being able to use those channels to effectively talk to the customers and clients that you want to specifically reach. I think our second biggest point is that we are a collaborative agency. So we're not siloed or, you know, not taking ideas from different people on the team. We actually want the whole team working together, whether that's our media division, our communications and branding, and our digital division all coming together to really craft, services and strategies for clients that work. And then lastly, I think it's our team. The experience that we've had over the years, the hundreds of clients that we've helped, really being able to craft great stories with great messages and work with clients that we want to align with. Yeah, there might be bumps along the way. Not every client's a good client for us. That doesn't mean they're not great clients, but we want to work with people that we align with their vision and their mission. And that's what I think really sets us apart, a passion for what we do and really believing in the clients that we serve and their mission of what they're trying to achieve.
John, that was elegantly put together. Thank you. And
thank you.
And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I love networking. I'm out all the time, right? So for me, I love to be business owners. I love to meet people in different spaces than I am, just so you can understand what, like you said, what is their point of pain? What are other, a human resource professional telling me something about that department really helps me to think differently about how a company might have certain challenges along the way. So for me, I love to get out networking. I love to meet people in the community. I think social media is a really great way to connect and deliver your message, but I really do like to humanize it. So for me and for our company, we like to really be out there networking. And that's not just the salespeople, that's everybody in the company. We like to be out there and humanize the approach.
Got it. So listen, guys, if you're listening to this and you've got this product, you have this service, and first, you got to figure out how best to tell your story. And second, you want to make sure you get that story out there. You can go with multiple firms. You can do different things. You can try it on your own, or you could talk to John Biachi and learn if it's a good fit for you. John, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Mitchell. I think the best way is honestly LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn messages. But of course, if people want to be able to reach me by phone or email, they can do that as well. I think on LinkedIn, I have my contact information, but I could share.
You might as well share it right now.
Sure. I think, you know, I love texts and calls. I'm always up for a good chat, even just to learn about where someone's at with their brand. So they can reach me at 914-260-8609. And then my email, best way to get in touch is johnjohn@bossklein.com.
Beautiful. John, thanks for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thanks so much, Mitchell. I really appreciate this opportunity. It was an amazing experience to be with you here tonight.
Oh, you're super cool. I appreciate that. And this message, this story needs to be shared. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Sounds great. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Mitchell Levy, and thanks so much for listening and spreading the cred dust. You know, in doing the research, what I recognize is that we are at war. Those people who are credible versus those people who are dubious. And Dubious Nation is winning 1,000 times over. We've got to fix it. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to future generations. So come on over to Credibility Nation. Become a member. Take the pledge. Learn what you can do to help bring more credibility to the world. I look forward to seeing you over here while you're being cred-tabulous. Thanks again for listening. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.